Radio response from the pilot. Military jets had been scrambled. The plane eventually crashed in the mountains of Virginia. There were no survivors. More details at srnnews.com.
Recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a new week, but it's that typical summertime pattern. Not much day-to-day change, just a few subtle changes here and there. Another hot one today with a high around 90 to 92. Humidity not too bad yet, with only widely scattered hit-or-miss pop-up storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs in the lower 90s, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms for some towns. The afternoon and evening rain chances are slightly better on Thursday with a high around 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying a package deal can mean you get more for your money. At Bobo with Capital Tractor, we create packages that pair the strength of Kubota equipment with implements that fit your needs, not implements you don't need or won't use. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. A Montgomery police officer was injured during a car chase Saturday afternoon. Police say at around 3:30 Saturday afternoon, a stolen vehicle was reported in the area of Carmichael Road and Eastern Boulevard. Police say after a short pursuit, the suspect collided with an MPD car on Carmichael Road. The male driver was taken into custody. The officer had minor injuries. Charges are pending. In Montgomery, a man is dead after a shooting in the Patterson Court housing development near Alabama State University. Police say they were called to the 700 block of North University Drive just after 9 p.m. Friday night. On the scene, 28-year-old Donald Bell was pronounced dead. If you have information that could help investigators solve this murder, call 215-STOP. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Mutes are off. Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio with Scott Deason. Allison Sinclair is with us. Sky, we have changed some stuff around, so maybe we can hear a phone call.
Okay, let's give it a... Hey, wait a minute. I'm not hearing an echo.
Yeah, well, we're not hearing ourselves at all. So, anyway,
okay, well,
so
progress.
We just hear you making a little progress.
There's some hope there.
All right, who do we got on the phones?
That's a private call right now.
Oh,
looking for some information about guesting on the program. So we'll come back to that later. But
very good.
Phone lines are open. We are cleared for takeoff. So 272-9228.
Okay. Well, here's the story I was telling people about. It is written by Mike LaChance, and it is about Megyn Kelly. Now, y'all remember Megyn Kelly was at one time on Fox News, and I think she went to NBC, and maybe she's still at NBC. I don't know. But it's an interesting story. She actually was talking to some folks at Real Clear Politics, and she said that she will not be celebrating Pride Month. Or what she says, she will not be celebrating this dishonesty. Now, that's interesting. She has changed her mind about the trans agenda, and while she will no longer use preferred pronouns, she explains how she used to feel about the issue and that she didn't think it was a big deal. So let's go through some of that. Because I think a lot of people have done the same thing. I think Megyn Kelly's arguably a nice person. I want to get Allison's take on this. She was kind of ahead of the game. She says that she was an early proponent of using preferred pronouns as far back as the early 2000s. I didn't even know in the early 2000s that was a thing, but she says it was. Of saying she when I knew the truth was he, it seemed harmless. And I had no wish to cause offense. Is that not where most of us are or were? I say us. It didn't bother me. I was just like, I'm not doing it. But most people who were nicer than I am probably had no problem with it. I would bet you that Allison or Abs or most people that I know would have said exactly the same thing. It seems harmless. I had no wish to cause offense. Trans people, listen to it. Trans people were tortured enough. Remember, they're the victims. They are the victims. Everybody is out to get them. It's awful. It's terrible. Kids are throwing rocks at them. People are making fun of them. It's terrible. They're tortured. She says, you know, they're dysphoria, society's disdain in general. So I complied. I went along with it. I didn't see the harm. By 2016, we were debating bills to stop trans access to certain bathrooms. Remember that big deal? Remember that controversy? That Charlotte was a big part of that. Charlotte, North Carolina. Which she says she covered from the news desk. Siding with the trans community. How does it affect our lives as women? If, you know, how does it bother me? That's what she's saying. These people aren't bothering anyone. Why wouldn't we accommodate them? I didn't see the harm. In 2018, while at NBC, she says she hosted shows on trans people.
She
hosted.
Sorry.
I'm glad you're back, Allison.
I'm so sorry.
That was a different show where she was.
You're so serious. Sorry, that made me giggle.
One of which had a segment on trans kids. I led the audience in cheering for them, encouraging them to own who they are. I used approved terms like gender-affirming care for medicinal gender manipulations, cis to refer to natural-born women and men, assigned male at birth instead of born male. I smiled and listened politely as a guest told me gender is just a social construct. At one point in the monologue, Megyn Kelly teared up as she spoke about the pain women feel as society pushes this ideology on itself. So now she has figured out that we will live by somebody's set of rules. And she spent arguably 20 years, 15 to 20 years saying, it's okay. I feel for them. I feel sorry. Oh, and then what does it really matter? And then that moves to, well, it's really not a big... And then now she's realized this is out of control. Women are paying the price for all this insanity. And I kind of want to say to Megan, I'm like, Megan, you're a smart girl, smart lady. Why did it take so long? But I don't know. Was she ruled by her emotions? Was she, and this is going to go across everybody. Was she ruled by being nice? I think so. We should be nice. I think we should be accepting. And those folks out there who have warned us saying, look, these things are at best mental illness, at worst evil. It is evil on the march. And so back when this could have been stopped easily, we didn't do it. And now we're facing 20% of Generation Z saying they are some version of one of the letters of the rainbow, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's what, think about as these baby boomers start to die, which is a terrible thought, then the higher percentage, these Generation Z, then Generation Z has kids and they pass it all down. Mm-hmm. And that's really what's going to overtake this country.
And they'll be at 40% for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And let me ask you this question. Will the Generation Z Rainbow Raptor, that's going to be my new term for the very aggressive, militant Pride Month folks, the Rainbow Raptors, little head nod to Ford there, will they be tolerant when someone says, hey, look, just... Can't we just teach some regular traditional values in the schools too? Or will they be like hawks making sure that no books for little kids in the local library, no books for little kids at the schools that mention religion, Christianity, traditional values? My guess is they will be solidly focused on making sure that no other viewpoints are allowed.
That's been happening for the past 3 years,
right?
With COVID, mm-hmm. with all of this transgender stuff, with that we're domestic terrorists because we're conservatives. I mean, literally, I don't know if y'all talked about the FBI doing their training where they put up the pyramid of hate.
We haven't even talked about that.
Haven't talked about that. Well,
we have
it's
not
pretty
talked
amazing.
About the pyramid of hate.
Yeah, and just the very bottom level of the pyramid is the Republican Party. So just being a Republican, a conservative,
that makes you part of.
I mean, they're trying to deplatform us from everything. So it's already happening. And the problem is, most of us, it's hard as conservatives because we're not naturally the picketers, the protesters, the in-your-facers. You know, we just want to go to work and work hard, love our family, and we really just want to vote for the R's and check the box and then let them do it for us. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're here, because we don't know how to fight back. And most of us aren't willing to. It's like why my friends now are seeing the library book video that I put out, and they're like, what? How did this happen? I'm like, y'all, it's been done happening for a long time. And you just, so I don't know what it's going to take until maybe they're being poked and prodded into the re-education camp, and they'll be like, oh,
Are we willing to say, because we were so brainwashed, are we willing to say, oh, not no, but heck no. And by the way, we're going to have some values. And do we have the guts? Oh, heaven forbid, do we have the guts to say, no, we're going to have Christian values, tried, tested, proven Christian values. And so, we're going to say Jesus Christ, Lord of lords, kings of kings, everybody, every knee shall bow. Are we going to say that? Or are we going to say, hey, we got a different version of good? Because I don't know if we have the guts yet. And that's the only answer. That's the only one that we can historically, traditionally say, these are the values that made us the most prosperous, most blessed nation in the history of the earth. And anything short of that is some watered-down version that, hey, can we be okay? The other thing about those values is they were the accepted norms for hundreds of years. And because you start getting into those slippery slopes. If you say, no, we won't take God's values, then somebody's making up the values on the edge. And then the edge gets a little bigger, and then the edge gets a little bigger, and the edge gets, and then everything's the edge, and there's no core left.
I mean, every country has values.
Mm-hmm.
You look at China, you look at Russia, you look at Ukraine, you look at Brazil,
Afghanistan,
like Saudi Arabia. Every country has a set of values, right. And that's what we're fighting for right now, is which set of values. The problem is, America was set up to be a Christian nation, founded, inhabited by moral, religious people.
Who were tolerant of other people with other religions. They said, hey, look, if you want to come live here, we're not going to make you be a Christian. We're not going to make you profess faith in Jesus Christ. You can live here, though. You can be a stranger among us, and you can go do your worship thing over there. But the values of the community, what's taught at the schools, what's in the marketplace, what is accepted here in the States, is Christianity. We're not gonna beat you, stone you, any of those things that are done to people in other places of the world. But these are our values. Now, if you can live with that, great. You're welcome. We want you here. God bless you. We love you. You may not bow your head when we say our prayer, but we're not going to stone you to death. And then somehow we went from that to, let's just get rid of all that. And even the folks with the different religions from other parts of the world, they've got to be going, wait a minute. Why didn't y'all just adopt ours?
Well, it worked for 250 years, but now it's not. And that's because I think, as you're talking, I'm like, I think the founding fathers were a bit naive that the world was never going to change. You know, they were talking about differences in a state, the Church of England versus the
Puritans. Yeah, the Anglicans
Puritans.
Versus the Baptists versus the Methodists.
Now we're talking paganists, humanists, Satanists, you know, all those things. And I think they were a little naive.
Who could have foreseen an attack on Western civilization in whole?
Oh, yeah. Well, Satan had a great plan. He was like, well, I mean, if you go back in the Bible, God's complaint against Israel, one of the many, 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 many complaints is, hey, y'all, when everything goes well, you're going to forget about me and adopt the religions and the other gods and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we did in America. We've been so blessed. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, it's all good. We can do whatever we want. And the blessing does way better than the, because we're going to,
as we're discovering,
we'll get the persecution side, but as a society in whole, when things are going really well, we forget about God. But I just want all of us to think about the fact, even my friends who are secular, dudes, we're going to adopt someone's values. We're adopting their values. And it won't work to try to say, well, can't we have something just in between? Can't we just compromise? That's what we've tried to do for the last 60 years. Oh, is the compromise version.
Yeah. Appeasement never works.
No. Can't we just be a little nicer version of Christianity? I know God says no to this, but can't we say, be sweet, be kind, love, and then let us do a little stuff over here? We've done the compromise thing. Compromise does not work. When it comes to right and wrong, good and evil, you're either fully in one camp or fully in the other.
And when America falls, I will blame the churches and the pastors.
That's a really good point.
I mean,
I wish I could say, no, you're wrong, but they quit preaching the word. They led the way on, can't we just compromise?
Mm-hmm.
Can't we just be nicer?
Yep.
You think they're going to tell Jesus, hey, you know, look, we didn't think you were nice enough. We had to make you a little nicer.
Jesus, we had to alter. Back. We had to change some things. Make it a little better.
We'll be back.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Got to pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
I'm William Shatner at Mission Control.
Fox is ready to launch Stars on Mars.
12 celebrities embarking on daring missions.
Lance Armstrong, Tom Schwartz, Marshawn Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Portia Williams-Gavadia, and more.
Will they survive? Will they thrive? Only one will make it to the end.
It's a night of premieres. Stars on Mars, followed by Crime Scene Kitchen.
Tonight on Fox 20.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you?
Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's get out to your calls. A lot of people wanting to weigh in, give us their thoughts. Let's go to Randall first. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How you doing, Ms. Allison? Welcome back.
Your
laugh was missed. And two things, I guess. First, on the going back to the last hour about Christ being in schools. And is it really the school that is took it out, or did we as a society do it? Because if you really instilled it into your kids, wouldn't that stop them from huddling up at break time and discussing a few scriptures or you know what I mean, or just praying with the head down silently? But it, like, if you start getting some of your kids at the high school, you know, group them together like on a Tuesday night, taking them, letting them hang out with each other, discuss the topics of the week, and maybe a little bit of scripture. That way the next day at school they're hanging together and maybe they discuss the scripture a little bit with a person who's just standing around. It's not the school, and I think the school is just easy way for us to blame it on somebody else.
Here's the thing, Randall, is that society's values permeate everywhere. I promise you that the values that the Chinese communists won't instill into their students or into their citizens come from every direction. The schools do it. Media does it. The government does it. Everything is designed or allow for their people to get a certain set of values. And now, I don't know which came first. I think society, leaders in our society were trying to pull those Christian-based values out. And it's funny to me, if you notice, Randall, they're becoming more and more open about it. And they're finally now saying that their problem is with Jesus. It used to be Christianity and this vague Christian values, and I don't know, you might not. But if you listen to a lot of these folks on the left, the Satanists especially, they flat out name, hey, our problem is with Jesus. And so I think what has happened is, as we abandon these places, I mean, remember all the fights about whether or not you could have the Ten Commandments posted in schools? Really? You don't lie, don't have adultery, you don't commit adultery. Those things were, and a bunch of teachers, Randall, were like, yeah, we don't need that. We teach them. We put be kind up on the wall in the lunchroom. We don't need any of that Ten Commandments stuff. We've already got be kind. So I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, but personally I believe a country has to be immersed in the values that you want everyone to have, and that's how you build a society. And America's beauty was everybody, no matter how they looked, where they came from, could be a part of that society. And we lost it.
And we got too many preachers getting a sermon off the internet. That's another problem. Cause, and it's, you know, we know who puts the stuff on the internet. And when you're doing two or three sermons a day, you know, it's easy to fall back on that. I'm sure. I mean, they got a lot of stuff going on too, but can't let that world get in. And the reason that you're seeing this LBG stuff come out so much in your face is the same reason the Impossible Burger come out. They get soy in your system, especially in the male. They get the soy, it raises the estrogen, and it makes them feel a certain way. And if they feel in a certain type of way, well, we put this in your ear, well, you're feeling this way because of this. Well, now the soy has got a lot to do with keeping kids away from it. Just look at Japan. I mean, the soy, don't let your kids eat that plant-based stuff. That's the other thing they're trying to shove down it. You know, plant-based fine if it don't have soy. Do not let your male boys do that, because you start looking at their titties, the first thing you can notice if you let them eat a lot of that when they're kids. I mean,
is that where the saying soy boy, like all my kids are like, I'm not a soy boy. That's what that means. I didn't know. Okay.
That's it.
That's the first place you can see it, huh, Randall?
Yep.
Yeah, that's where their tears will start drooping down, like, you know, and that's why it makes them want to wear a shirt when they go swimming. And we're letting it get into our food way, but, and just watch this, people, just watch this.
Well, I mean, think about it. We were told for years that, I mean, soy was going to save us all. And we didn't really think about, okay, why are y'all pushing this so hard? Why is it everywhere? Why are you promoting it? Maybe it was. Randall, I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, have a good one.
To Randall's point, it's interesting because kids can still talk about Jesus. Like, my daughter led the apologetics club at her high school.
They
called it the Jesus Club. And they, as long as kids initiate it, and they get a teacher sponsor, and they, you know, it was a real sweet group. They would meet, and I can't remember if they went through a book or did a book of the Bible. But anyway, so they had the Jesus Club, but there's also the Gay Straight Alliance at our school.
Does it have to be student initiated?
It's student initiated, and they have to have a teacher sponsor. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where it's like...
Let me ask you this. Are there a lot of apologetics books in the school library?
You know, my husband told me, mm-hmm. and darn it, he's usually right.
Right.
It really kind of stinks, but he is really usually right, that you can't have Bibles in libraries anymore. Is that true?
I don't know.
Like, if I go to the North Shelby County Library, can I check out a Bible?
I don't know.
And then there was some other people with us, like another family that was with us. They're like, no, you can't. So I think the answer is probably there's not a lot of apologetics.
Hmm. But there's plenty of Rainbow Raptor material.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're going to choose one way or the other, isn't it?
Well, when you start to veer from truth, you descend into chaos. It's what happened to the Romans. It's what's happening now.
Well, and you know, there's an age-old question. To quote Pontius Pilate, old PP himself, what is truth? Right?
What is it?
We got Thunder coming up, then Uncle Daddy, then Clark. We'll be right back.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
I could never recommend somebody call a number for a job unless I was 100% certain that the people they were calling were of high caliber. And I'm talking about turf stalkers. They are looking for help. They specialize in outdoor maintenance. They, of course, do lawns and edging and trimming. And they also do pressure washing. And they're really great at what they do, but they need help. So if you're looking to make a few good bucks and work with a terrific group of people like Brian McMahon and Kenny and the group, call 558-1611. 558-1611. Or if you know somebody who's just out of school and looking for a good summer gig, again, Turf Stalkers hiring, 558-1611. And learn more about the company on Facebook.
There's one collision shop in Montgomery that stood the test of time, and that's Montgomery Paint and Body. MPB is PPG certified. They have the Good Housekeeping seal of approval, as well as Underwriters Lab approved. They're recommended by J.D. Powers and Associates and Road and Track Magazine. Why have they been endorsed by such prestigious groups? It's because MPB goes several steps beyond others when they repair your vehicle. Trim and bumpers are removed for painting instead of being taped off. The Turners still own and operate MPB. In fact, when you go in, see Brandon Turner. Brandon is there day in and day out, and he and the staff can answer all your questions. And if your vehicle needs to be repaired, make sure it goes to MPB. Tell your insurance company you want it repaired right and that you're insisting on Montgomery Paint and Body. Hey, MPB also replaces windshields. Montgomery Paint and Body, where your vehicle will be repaired good as new, maybe better. MPB on East Shirley, just off the East Boulevard, behind Courtesy Auto Sales. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a new week, but it's that typical summertime pattern. Not much day-to-day change, just a few subtle changes here and there. Another hot one today with a high around 90 to 92. Humidity not too bad yet, with only widely scattered hit-or-miss pop-up storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 68. Tomorrow and Wednesday, with highs in the lower 90s, more scattered random afternoon and evening storms for some towns. The afternoon and evening rain chances are slightly better on Thursday with a high around 91. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, welcome back to the program, and let's get back out to your phone call. Let's go to Thunder. Thunder, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. Good
morning. Thunder, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking, and I think that all of y'all are doing well also.
We've struggled a little bit today, but we're doing much better now, Thunder.
Excellent. Well, times are tough, and things are difficult all around. A friend of mine lost a dear friend of hers this weekend, and I can tell you it hurts every day when we see that. But I want to go back to this issue with the trans people. They okay. take these little boys by their parts, and the first thing they say when the little boy says, well, I want to be a little girl, so I'm going to transition. And they tell them, well, first thing we're going to do is alter your body so that you definitely don't have any testosterone. I guarantee you there are a lot of little boys that would change their minds real quick.
If they had any understanding of what all that means, and Thunder, the other problem is we have so many doctors or people in the medical profession are like, yeah, that's a great idea. And you know how people yeah. are. If they can get a doctor to tell them something's a good idea, well, there can't be a downside. He's gonna cure me. He's going to heal me.
That's true. Well, the other thing that I want to state going along with that is there was a quote that was falsely attributed to Edmund Burke several years ago, and this is quite a few years ago, over 200, that states the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
Correct.
We need to stop and remember what that statement says.
I agree.
Well, I am far, far from a good person. I am as guilty as anyone else on some issue. However, I will stand up for my children. I will stand up for my country, because if we do not, obviously we will lose them. And I've been raining on that for years, and I will continue to rain on it. The only thing for evil to succeed, the only way for them to succeed, it's for good men to stand down and do nothing.
Well, there are a lot of men standing down, and I think the precursor to some of this, Thunder, was decades of telling men to shut up, don't be masculine, don't be mansplaining, don't tell us what you think is right, don't tell us, no, we're all going to do our own thing. And there's so many men who, frankly, just don't know what to do, and now they're just like, screw it, I'm going hunting or fishing or whatever.
Putting on their skinny jeans and their leggings.
Yeah, and they just don't. So we've how do I say it, Thunder? We have messed up at so many different turns that now it's just, you can't focus on one thing. We just have lost our minds all over the place.
Well, they need to find where they put those parts of themselves.
Yes.
When you get in a mood, you take that mood thing and you put it in a box, you put the lid on it, and you put it in the back of the shelf, and you leave it alone. Those men need to go to their closet, find their box, and put it on.
Yes, ma'am, Thunder.
You heard her.
Do something for this country, we will lose this country.
I agree. Very good points. Thanks, Thunder. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
I love Thunder. She's always like, let's get after it.
Yeah.
And we're going to lose them. I mean, the fact that, okay, so last week when you weren't here, Allison, there was a picture that showed up. And I don't, okay, God, it's honesty time. I know I get myself in trouble. A lot of times when I think of transgender this or whatever, the Dylan Mulvaney pops into my head. Or some kid who's already maybe all goth looking and earrings hanging out and crazy hair, and for whatever other reasons, I just am like, oh,
that's
my
what
goodness.
Comes to your brain.
It's just that's my stereotype.
Okay.
And I think, okay, there's a lot of issues there, and two sets of pictures. It was a before and after that Abs and I looked at last week, and it was just the, and I know these terms are bad and y'all forgive me, just the most normal looking cute teenage girl.
Was this the one, she's in the yellow skirt and the white top?
I don't remember anything about clothes. She's just a normal looking girl, cute teenage girl. And then she had the after picture, and she's standing there posed with no shirt, dressed like a boy, chopped hair, scars under where her breast would have been, and she's a boy. And it was the most, it kind of shocked me into, this is way beyond just happening to people who might already have some issues. They are literally destroying kids in huge numbers. And I don't know why it took that to get me disturbed, but maybe it's because of my biases. I don't know, but it was disturbing.
I have a family friend's son who's in medical school, and he was at the house. Of course, he thinks he knows everything because he went through 1 year of medical school.
Right.
But he was talking about what happens after these surgeries and how devastating they are to the body. And you can listen to some of the interviews of people that will never be the same, whose bodies, they would love to go back, but they can't. But just how our bodies know what's supposed to be there and what's not.
Right.
And I don't even know if I can talk about it on the radio.
So your body just doesn't work right
anymore.
But
your body just rejects everything. And for the rest of your life, you have to deal with these issues and infections and just things. It's like, it's not supposed to be that way.
Right.
We're not supposed to be doing to our bodies what we're doing.
And it's almost like they don't tell them that ahead of time.
And we're doing it to our children. People are actively forcing their children to do these things. There was on a somebody sent me a Facebook post of a mom who was taking to their son to get, well, it was a daughter who the parents said was actually a boy, and he was, see, it's even confusing to me.
It's tough.
They were taking their child to go get their hormone replacement therapy, and the daughter that was supposed to be a boy was just crying, screaming, saying they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do it. And this mom went on that said, luckily, I bribed them with money and we got through and we had to hold him down. And then he got in the car and he was asking me why he made me do that. And the mom was like, because you're a boy. But they were still crying. And I'm like, what are we doing? This was on like
a... How is that not child abuse?
Exactly. I mean, I've got a picture of it. It was like in a transgender chat group, you know, where...
Oh my
kids.
Gosh.
And these parents are so messed up. It's like this badge of honor.
I couldn't bear that.
Forget the trophy wife. You want the trophy transgender child, and they will do anything. I don't get it. But to where you actually think you're doing your child a favor and what's
best
for them.
What kind of a doctor would...
Exactly. And that's what it goes back to. Like,
I don't know who's crazier, who's meaner, who's more evil, mom or doctor.
What kind of a doctor would operate on a child like that? I don't get it.
It's unbelievable. Let's go out to, let's go to Clark, and then we'll go to Uncle Daddy.
2 minutes on
Clark.
Clark,
welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
I got a question, and I'll give it to Ms. Shaver. If I was going to go to the gender reveal store, how many choices do I have for colors for the gender reveal I'm fixing to do?
No, you're so right. And if you go in for gender reassignment surgery, you only have two choices.
There's only two choices. Now, let's think about that for just a minute. Expectant parents are doing a gender reveal. How do they know what the gender of this unborn child is? There was either a tallywhacker on an ultrasound, or there was 2X or an X and a Y chromosome. That's the only two ways to know, right?
That's correct.
Have they come up with any kind of thing where we can ask the unborn child what its gender is?
Not that I've heard of.
Now, are these things transphobic in nature because there's only pink and blue?
Yes,
that's coming next. Yeah.
Yep.
And think about this. Megyn Kelly didn't want to offend anyone. How much evil transpires because somebody's afraid to give offense?
That's a really good point.
And I got one more question, Scott.
Quickly.
All right, we got to take a break, Clark.
All right, I'll be here.
All right, and we got Uncle Daddy coming up after that.
Uncle Daddy, don't hang up.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant.
and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 15. 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Trustworthy Electric is hiring full-time electrical techs at $22 to $25 per hour plus monthly bonus opportunities. Free medical, vision, and dental insurance, paid vacation, holiday, and sick days, 401k and profit-sharing programs offered, home every night and off weekends. Visit trustworthyelectric.net/careers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. Golly, time has flown by. Clark, go ahead with that last question, then we're going to roll out to Uncle Daddy.
Okay, so during the news break,
yes,
we're being told of a story about children from South Carolina, a choral group, that was stopped from singing the national anthem in the Capitol building.
I have seen that, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Are those children in pretrial solitary confinement? Is the FBI going to execute a pre-dawn raid on the music teacher?
Maybe.
And is singing the national anthem in the nation's capital an insurrection? Are they going to start talking about M26 now?
I'm saying 26.
Go on to Uncle Daddy and let's see what he's got, because I'm out. keep doing what you do, Scott.
You got it. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate it. Uncle Daddy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
How y'all doing today, baby?
All right.
We're doing great, Uncle Daddy.
What's up,
Uncle Daddy? Let me tell you, I got 377,000 followers all over TikTok, all over this planet, but you know you've hit the big time. When Allison tells you not to hang up, please stay on the line. All right?
Exactly.
This needs to be the Allison Sinclair show. No offense to Scott or Sky, but that's Allison, what, you got it going on, girl.
Listen, there you go.
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell y'all that this coming weekend at Ronda Sports Bar, it's Uncle Teddy and his Divas BK Pride Party, all of our proceeds from the door. Of course, we have two shows, 10 p.m., 12 midnight. All proceeds from the door will be going to benefit the Montgomery Area Food Bank. If we're able to raise $500, that will provide 2,500 meals for hungry folks here in Alabama or in the Montgomery area. So anybody who wants to come out, enjoy the hottest show. The
wait a minute, $500 will feed 2,500 people?
Yeah, that math is incredible.
According to what I've been told by the Montgomery Area Food Bank when I approached them about this, yes, $500 off our door proceeds will be 2,500 folks.
So they buy in bulk. They know where to get the stuff. Yeah.
Good
they
stewardship of that money.
They don't go to Sam's and all these other places like we do. But hey, listen, there's a couple things I wanted to say, okay? First of all, Allison, baby, you have been misinformed, okay? Because, all right, nobody want to do away with women, all right? I've been out of the closet 16 years, been involved in drag and around transgender folks all that time, okay? And the last thing anybody want to do is get rid of women, all right? Some of my best friends in life have been women, okay? Without the fact of the matter is without the breeders, maybe we wouldn't be here, okay?
The breeders. All right?
But, yeah, breeders, but can you baby. See how it feels? Like, can you put yourself in my shoes where...
I totally understand your point of view on that. I always hear people saying that the LGBTQ thing is an agenda. Baby, it is not an agenda, okay? Who in their right mind would want your child or anybody else's child to grow up and have to put up with a bunch of hate and discrimination and not being made to feel like you fit in into society? Who would want that for a child? I know I wouldn't.
So what is the purpose of the ongoing effort to make sure that little children are aware of things that they probably shouldn't be made aware of? Why is the focus on children? Well, and how did we end up with going from 2.7% of one generation to almost 20% of Generation Z? You can't genetically get there. That's impossible.
And first of all, okay, I don't know what everybody identifies with. If I had to identify with something, it'd be a rainbow-colored marijuana plant. That's just me, all right? Now, I believe in speaking the truth, all right? Isn't this what this program is about, speaking the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, now... For a long time there, okay, especially back around the time I came out 16 years ago, okay, the message was love and acceptance, to accept people and love people. And somewhere along the way, I'll admit, a lot of that has gotten off the rails, okay? I'll be the first one to admit that, okay? But, okay, what happens, all right, in society, okay, if you start taking transgender people and gay people and drag queens and stuff away from people, especially young folks, okay? And I'm not saying take them to all these stripper drag shows or anything like that, but when you start taking their exposure to these kind of people away, in 20, 30 years from now, you start to wonder why old Johnny over here is in prison.
We gotta go, man. Thanks for the call, man. Uncle Daddy. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Uncle
y'all be
Daddy,
good.
Call
we'll
back,
to back
sooner. Call back earlier.
See
call
y'all.
Earlier.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.